What else, other than putting the magic olive oil on there, what else do you say for our grass?
Okay. Two big problems we have are pests. Well, that's the one problem. And pests can be weeds. But like I was saying, the first step in controlling weeds is to improve your soil, to give the grass the upper hand instead of the weeds having the upper hand. And at the same time, you can also use herbicides. You can use pre-emergence that prevent the weeds from successfully germinating, and you can use post-emergence that kills them after they're up. And there's a few tricks on how to be successful with that, but come by and we'll talk about that. But
those, because on your radio ad, I heard that you said, you know, with the pre-emergence, we might need to use that several times, not just once.
Right. It's only active for about 2 months. And if there's weeds that just continue to germinate all summer. The deal is about 95% of the seeds that are summer weeds will germinate all at once when we have warm weather and a rain. So if you control 95% of them, you're way ahead of the game. But those 5% can persist and proliferate. So you may want to stay on it.
Okay. So we've got our olive oil. We've got our emergence.
And then, yeah, pre-emergent. And then we have grub worms that can attack grass. And I don't know, you know, preventative maintenance is a lot of things. It's something some people do all the time, and it's other things. It's something nobody does. I mean, some people don't ever do. You know what I mean? And it's just, you don't know you have grub worm damage till you have it.
Until it takes a big old patch of your grass
out.
Right. Yeah.
And then the other problem we have is fungus. And fungus, just like a toadstool can grow, boom, overnight, you know, 3 inches tall, so it goes real fast. And thank goodness it stops, or those things would be as big as the Empire State Building in about a week. But the point is it pretty well, it's a parasite, and it roots into your grass and just sucks the life out of it. And by the time you realize it, it's pretty much done the grass in. It hadn't turned yellow yet or brown, but it's pretty much done it in. And it's generally in circles and patches, and it just like the toadstool quits growing, the fungus kind of runs its course, and you're really trying to prevent it from spreading. But you can get your grass so healthy that it's resistant to the fungus to begin with.
And need it.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a question. One till is the type of grass, and I'll see if you remember this. Mike Duncan from City Lumber. Uh-huh. Remember Mike Duncan?
Yeah, sure.
Well, he's telling me a story on my mom and your mom. And then, of course, I'm probably 7 or 8 years old. But back then, mother would do new houses, do the yards, get them set up, everything. And apparently bring in San Augustine grass. And instead of having to do the whole one, they'd bring pallets in from Olives. And they would literally get the runners and get bobby pins and put them out to where it would grow faster and take over the yard. And he goes, "Is that right?" He goes, "Oh, that's a true story." So they were doing it because San Augustine, I guess, back in the 60s, 70s, was like the grass to have.
Right.
And now you hear all these other names. I don't even know what they are. What do you recommend?
Well, I tell you what. In my yard, I have St. Augustine, and I also have some Bermuda, and then I have some weeds also. I have a corner lot, and I didn't want a corner lot in the side yard, and I don't take care of it as well. But in the St. Augustine, underneath the pecan trees, all winter there were big yellow spots, and where there was the Bermuda and the thinner grass, it was all green because it's all weeds. But in the St. Augustine, there was no weeds. Is that not true? And
yes.
Thick, healthy St. Augustine, there's no weeds. So I think that's a pretty strong recommendation for St. Augustine. If you can keep it healthy, you don't have any weeds. So St. Augustine is still one of my favorites. And if you can improve your soil where you water deep, and I recommend, I know the city says you can only put an inch on once a week. I say put an inch and a half on. Every other week, if you have deep soil and you improve your soil, which is over a month, only 3 inches versus 4 at 1 inch a week. So I don't know whether the city council is going to call me on this. But,
but tell me one thing that I know in Southwest San Angelo especially, we have a lot of clay.
Yes.
So you said the builder puts on that little bit of dirt on the top. But yes. Right under that little bit of dirt is a lot of clay.
Right.
And, you know, that clay expands and contracts. And you can go out there and you can see, even if you water 2 days later, there's big old, we can put your finger in the dirt. There's a big old crack in your yard.
Right. You know, it's interesting that roots have to have oxygen and not just moisture. And so that crack, it's not like fracking. It gets air and water. It really is. The best thing is to have a more tilthy, sandy loam clay. I mean soil, less clay. But you can change the texture of the soil, of the clay, literally, like I was talking about, by using organic products.
Olive oil.
Yes. And I think, and I haven't done studies on as far as the foundation goes, but if you if it drew the moisture down deeper, I think it would change the expansion qualities of the clay, too.
I think you're right. Tommy, that's a good information. So we've got our grass kind of figured out. What about, let's go to our flower beds.
Scott, one more thing about grass. I mentioned that you know, these pests are parasites. They live on the host. And just like if you're run down, don't eat well, don't sleep well, you're going to get a cold or the flu, aren't you?
Yes.
Sooner or later, you're going to get sick.
Yes.
If you sleep well, eat well, you know, exercise, you're not going to get sick. Most people. Well, the grass is the same way, and so's most of your plants. Parasites, whether it's fungus or insects or whatever it is, attack wheat plants. So bolstering them and making them healthier is really the better way of controlling pests. And I just want to tell people that. There's a product called ferrous sulfate. It's copperous is a common name. It's a white, stinky powder. It's a horrible job to spread it on your lawn. You'll have to take a bath and wash your clothes to get the smell off of you. But I say about the 1st of June, you put this on, and your grass will be so healthy. I've had customers say that water police stopped by and accused me of overwatering because I put that on my lawn. It was so dark green and healthy. And I don't. Anyway, so.
What's the name of it again?
It's ferrous sulfate, iron sulfate. And, you know, if everything needs iron in San Angelo, right?
Yes.
And sulfates acidify. And anyway, just makes. So that's a good trick or a good. Thing to do to put ferrous sulfate on. I say in June because when it gets hot in July and August is when we have the problems with fungus. And so I don't want you to put on too early because I want it to be, you know, more effective in the later months of the summer. So ferrous sulfate in June. That's my recommendation.
That's